It is Sunday, and it's not Meet the Press. It is Sunday, as Chuck Todd says. But it is greatest game in Giants franchise history time. And we do that each Sunday as we go through the season. And really, we've got a nice collection of them now. And let's get to it right now, Justin. This is one of our greatest games in Giants franchise history.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to Sunday, October 28th, 2012. It is game four of the World Series at Comerica Park between the Giants and the Detroit Tigers. Now, the Giants have gotten to this spot by beating the Cincinnati Reds. They were down 2-0 and came back and won all three. Then they were down to the Cardinals 3-1 and came back and won the next three and moved on to the World Series. Giants are up 3-0. They've won 8-3 behind Barry Zito and Pablo Sandoval's three-run homers. 2-0 behind Madison Bumgarner. 2-0 behind Ryan Vogelsong. And this brings us to game four with the Giants with a chance to win another world championship. They look to Matt Cain to get it done. And he's on the hill against a very tough customer, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, that's right, Marty. Matt Cain was pretty much the Giants' leading pitcher in the postseason, excuse me. He's starting a lot of the series and closing out most of them. He was pretty spent by this time in the postseason. But for one more game this particular season, Matt Cain was the guy they wanted on the hill. A man who had pitched a perfect game and just solidified the rotation all year, and I don't think there's anybody else they'd rather have pitching on this night.
Well, Matt Cain got the ball and he got a lead in the second inning as the Giants jump off to a 1-0 lead on a cool night at Comerica. Pence gets a double and Brandon Belt triples him in. Detroit then goes up 2-1 in the third. Jackson walking a Cabrera home run. Crush the ball. Giants go back on top 3-2 in the sixth on a Scudero single. You'll hear from him later. And, of course, a Buster Posey home run. Then in the sixth inning, the Tigers tie it up 3-3.
Yes, Delmon Young did the honors. Younger brother of Dimitri, guy who had been kind of bounced around the major leagues after being a first-round draft pick. But he smoked one over the barrier, and the Tigers were tied up. The Giants were wondering what would happen next.
Yeah, everybody on the edge of their seats hoping to pop the champagne corks. But the Tigers were not going to go easily on this particular evening. It was tied up until the 10th. Phil Koch is on the mound for the Tigers. Now, the Giants have used in this game Cain, Affeldt, Casilla. Romo is now in the wings, so to speak. But it is Phil Koch, a lefty, on the hill. The Giants' 10th starts very promising with Ryan Terrio gets a base hit, and that brings up Brandon Crawford.
Brandon Crawford, a left-handed batter facing a left-handed reliever. The percentages favored the Tigers. The situation called for a sacrifice bunt, and sacrifice bunt is what they got from Brandon Crawford. Even he defied the percentages. He got the bunt down perfectly, something he had been working on all year. People maybe didn't expect it from him, but he executed it well, and the Giants at the winning run in scoring position.
All right, so the winning run is at second base. Angel Pagan comes up, and he takes strike three. All right, now there's two out. Marco Scudero comes up, and Chris, he had come over from Colorado. He had so many big hits that year, and everyone was sort of on the edge of their seats. Would they walk him? Would they pitch to him? And it's Phil Koch, the lefty, against Marco Scudero, a right-handed hitter, and he comes through with a base hit.
3-1 to Scudero. Koch pitches, and Scudero lines one into center field. Jackson will have to play it on a bounce. Terrio tearing around third. Here comes the throw of the slide. He's safe at home plate, and the Giants have gone ahead 4-3.
Terrio comes sliding across the plate, and the Giants go up 4-3, and you can feel the anticipation in the air, but Romo has still got to go through a 10th inning.
That's right, Marty, and you knew that if he was going to face Miguel Cabrera, that was going to be a confrontation for the ages.
Well, he gets there, and he strikes out Jackson, strikes out Kelly, and here comes his big slugger, Miguel Cabrera, and it's little Sergio Romo, the man with the big slider, against Miguel Cabrera, and he sort of tricks him at the end.
He sure does, Marty, throwing him fastball in the high 80s, a batting practice fastball, really, and a pitch that almost any hitter, including Cabrera, would absolutely mash. But people freeze up at the strangest times, and Miguel Cabrera, who is obviously a great hitter, did nothing with the pitch, and the Giants were World Series champions again.
2-2 the count. Romo shakes off Posey. Now has the one he likes. Romo's 2-2 pitch on the way. Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit. And the celebration begins as the Giants mob the mound. Cabrera strikes out looking to end it. And not only have the Giants won the World Series, they have swept the Tigers in four games in dominant fashion.
They win the World Series for the second time. They won it in 2010, and here is the second title here in 2012, beating the Tigers and sweeping the Tigers in the World Series. So the Giants celebrate, and Romo, of course, with the strikeout of Cabrera, and Scudero with the big hit. And again, another magical postseason comes to an end for the Giants. The lineup that night, just so we remember it, Pagan, Scudero, Sandoval, Posey, Pence, Belt, Blanco, Terrio, and Brandon Crawford with Matt Cain on the hill. So, Chris, that's another world title for the Giants, their second since coming to San Francisco, and it certainly sets everybody off for a nice parade and a nice celebration. But that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Yes, a big game, Marty, and bigger than maybe most people realize, even though it was a four-game sweep. I remember talking to Buster Posey in, amid the clubhouse celebration afterward, and he said, had Detroit won that night, then they would have had, of course, reclaimed a share of momentum. They're playing at home the next night for Game 5. What if Detroit wins that? Then you have to go back to San Francisco and just this avalanche of momentum building up for Detroit. So as Buster concluded, it was a good thing they got it over with in four games.
And about 2 million Giant fans as well watching on TV in the Bay Area felt the same way. Chris, that was a great game in Giants history, and we'll come back with another one next week right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.